Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Analyzer. Joining us today is Patrick Donnelly, the president for First Mining Finance Corporation. The company trades on the Toronto Stock Exchange, ticker symbol FF, and on the OTCQX, ticker symbol FFMGF. Thanks for joining us today there, Patrick.
Well, thank you for having me on, Juan.
So starting off, please give us a history and overview there of First Mining Finance.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. First Mining is a relatively new company. It was founded in early 2015, and the reason we put this company together was at that time, we were in the midst of a really severe bear market with respect to mining equities and specifically gold equities. And, it was a 5-year bear market we just went through. And we were seeing valuations for gold equities in 20-year lows in for gold equities. And we saw that it was an incredible opportunity to go out and acquire some of these junior mining companies that were highly undervalued. So in early 2015, we merged three private companies. We did a reverse takeover and raised $5 million and became publicly listed on the TSX Venture in April of 2015. And again, explicitly, to take advantage of the bear market and go out and acquire, highly undervalued but high-quality gold assets.
So bring us up to speed there on some of your most recent news, including some assay results and your uplisting onto the Toronto Stock Exchange.
Sure. Yeah. So since we've become listed, we've done 8 transactions, and out of those 8 transactions, we've acquired 12 assets, and the last transactions we did were about a year ago. And since that time, we've seen, the gold market come back to life. And so it's been much harder for us to do deals. And so, we raised $27 million Canadian last summer. And we are kind of at a crossroads where, if we're not doing deals, what are we doing? So we decided to put some money into the ground and do some exploration on some of our projects. And the asset that's been getting the most attention recently has been our Goldland project, which has 2.3 million ounces of gold. So we started drilling that last January, and since that time we've put out 5 press releases from Goldland, and I think we've released about 50 holes, and out of those 50 holes, approximately 45 of those holes contain gold mineralization. So we've been incredibly happy with the results so far from Goldland. And we still have lots of assay results remaining to come in. We drilled about 100 holes, and we've only released 50 holes so far. And we plan to continue to release results within the next couple of months or so. So once that's done, we expect to probably complete a resource estimate on Goldland. And then we may go forward and do an economic study on that. So again, there's been considerable work, and the drilling has so far supported our thesis that this is a compelling project.
And what are some of the factors that you feel make the company unique from some of the other players in that sector and able to take advantage despite the market?
Sure. Well, my background is, I'm a geologist, but I was also for 4 years a mining analyst, and I used to pick equities. And one thing I learned when I was analyzing mining equities is, one, it's a very, I'll be honest with you, it's a very, very risky sector. And because of that, what I've realized is, management is critical. Obviously, in any sector, any company, you need good management. But I think in mining, you don't need just good management. I think you need exceptional management. And our chairman and founder is a gentleman named Keith Neumeyer, who's founded First Quantum Minerals, which is now one of the largest copper producers in the world. It's a multi-billion-dollar company. And Keith also founded First Majestic Silver, which is, I think is a $2 billion company. He's still the president and CEO of First Majestic. So as I said before, you know, what I've learned in mining is you always bet on the jockey, not the horse, and Keith Neumeyer, I think, is one of the best. I think the second reason, you know, why I think this is a compelling story is, you know, I think we're highly undervalued. We just, we were recently in the big shakeout in the GDXJ ETF. They had approximately 90 million shares. They got down to 30 million shares, and we just got through that. So, you know, we're trading at 65 cents Canadian. In the U.S., we're trading right now at, you know, just under 50 cents. So, you know, I think we're highly undervalued compared to our peers, and therefore there is compelling value. And then the third reason is, you know, we have lots of news flow coming out, lots of catalysts. As I mentioned before, drilling results from Goldland. We're working on an economic study at our Springpole project, which is in Northern Ontario. Springpole is one of the largest gold deposits in North America. It hosts approximately 5.5 million ounces of gold. And so, you know, we'll hopefully have that economic study out in the next couple of months. So there's plenty of news flow and plenty of unlocked value out there that we're going to demonstrate to the markets and to shareholders.
And what are those, main, goals and milestones that you're hoping to accomplish here over the course of the next, 12 months?
So, absolutely, yeah. So, like I said before, we've got another five press releases to go for Goldland. So, over the next few months, we'll have more drilling results come from Goldland. Springpole will hopefully have an economic study done in the next couple of months. We expect that to be positive. That could be a major catalyst from the company. That'll demonstrate that this asset makes money in the current price environment. We're also going to be drilling at a couple of our other assets. Specifically, we'll be drilling at our Cameron project, which is in Northern Ontario. Cameron has about 1 million ounces of gold. We're also going to be drilling at our Hope Brook project in Newfoundland, which also has about 1 million ounces of gold. So again, you know, it's been harder for us to do deals. So therefore, you know, we've been putting money back into the ground. We're well funded. We have $23 million Canadian, in the treasury, no debt. And, we're very, very liquid. The market loves our liquidity. You know, we trade at least a couple million shares a day, so that gives investors a lot of comfort, given that we got very tremendous liquidity and good support in the markets. And as you mentioned before, we just got onto the TSX last week, so again, that's a thumbs up in terms of what we're doing and what our business plan is.
So as far as when it comes to investors and the financial community, as just mentioned, the you know, uplisting there to the TSX, and what are some of the key drivers there that you wish they better understood about you guys?
Well, I think the main thing is, you know, one, you know, we're a long-term story. We haven't been around very long. The business model eventually, the long-term business model is we're going to take these assets we have. We're going to advance them. We're going to de-risk them through drilling, economic studies, permitting, and other work, and unlock internal value and move these assets forward. Eventually, what we'll do is we'll eventually sell these assets. We're not going to put them into production. But what we will do is we'll sell them. But the key thing is we'll hold on to some sort of residual interest in the form of a royalty, a stream, a spin-out, a joint venture, or some combination of the above. So eventually, long term down the road, we'll be a company that holds a collection of royalty streams, minority interests, and joint ventures, and hopefully, you know, we're producing cash flow. So ultimately, you know, that's the long term goal of the company. Whereas midterm right now is simply adding value to the assets through drilling, economic studies, and resource estimates.
So, what are some, as far as the way that the company operates within the sector, can you talk about your acquisition strategy?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. You know, while we haven't done any deals for about a year, we're certainly still looking. If there's something that's compelling, we will pull the trigger. You know, we're looking for assets that, you know, have at least 1 million ounces, in the ground that's quantifiable. You know, and they have to make money in the current price environment. So, you know, we're around $1,250 or so, or $1,200 gold. these assets we think, you know, internally would have to make money. You know, we look for assets that have good infrastructure. You know, they have to be near some sort of road or power or something like that. If they're up in the middle of the Canadian Arctic or in the middle of a jungle or on top of a mountain, in the middle of nowhere, we're less likely to be enthusiastic about them. So, you know, and the other thing is, you know, we're specifically, you know, we're looking for assets that are highly undervalued, and it's very difficult now, to find, undervalued gold assets, but there are some out there, and so, we continue to look for those. So, and then also what's important is jurisdiction. We like Eastern Canada a lot, so the provinces of Ontario, Quebec, Newfoundland, Manitoba. We do like Arizona, Nevada. Those might be the two places in the United States we've been looking at. And we have been looking at Latin America. You know, Peru, Chile, Argentina seems to get a little bit better. Ecuador is getting better. Colombia. But, you know, even though we do like Latin America, we always seem to keep coming back to Canada and specifically Eastern Canada because we want to be somewhere where, you know, the government and the local people support mining and understand the business. So we're pretty particular on jurisdiction.
Certainly. And so once again, joining us today is Patrick Donnelly, the president for First Mining Finance Corporation, which trades on the Toronto Stock Exchange, ticker symbol FF, and on the OTCQX, FFMGF. Currently trading at 51 cents a share U.S. And before we conclude here, Patrick, to recap some of your key points, why do you believe investors should consider the company as a good investment opportunity today?
Yeah, I think one thing I should mention is, you know, if investors are, you know, like gold and they like the junior mining sector, usually what they need to do is buy a basket of equities. In the case of First Mining, we have a basket of assets. You know, we have 25 assets, mostly gold, at various stages, various jurisdictions. And so, you know, you don't have to buy a basket of equities. We're very liquid. You know, we trade 2 or 3 million shares a day. And so, you know, liquidity is important. And then most importantly, you know, as I always said before, is people. You know, you always want to bet on the jockey. And I think we have one of the best management teams out there led by Keith Neumeyer, who's a chairman, who's already created $2 billion companies. And so, you know, he's got a track record that very few people in this business have. So I think those are the three key aspects that I think investors need to look at when they're looking at First Mining compared to other junior mining mm-hmm. companies.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and report on your upcoming progress. And we'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today, Patrick, and update our investor audience on First Mining Finance Corp. It was great having you on.
Well, thank you for having me on there, Juan. Really appreciate the time.